I'm down in Dayton, Ohio, so I don't, I'm not familiar with all that. So, well, anyways, it sounds like a great thing here today. And you know as well as I do that if you're familiar with Dayton, Ohio, and it sounds like you are, the weather plays a part of it. And I remember the first year in Greene County, because I was in Tonkin, and man, it was a mess. Everything in the city of Xenia was locked down. Nobody could move on any street, main street in Xenia. It was terrible. The sheriff's office was pulling their hair out, as well as Xenia PD. And so we had traffic going both ways. There was only one way in on Fairgrounds Road and several gates, though. So the sheriff shows up, and he says, all right, he tells his major, tomorrow this will be one way through here. The major says, yeah, but the traffic guy says, I don't care what the traffic guy says. Tell him he can come and see me in my office first thing on Monday. I'll be there at 8 o'clock. So the next day we had one-way traffic, and buddy, you wouldn't believe how that cleared up right away. It's fine. You know, the sheriff showing up made it work the next day. Over.
Yeah, I bet he did. I played it easy the first year at Xenia. I went north on 71, I think it is, or 77. I think it's 71. I went north on that. I get off on Highway 68 heading south, and I was heading to Xenia High School to go parking, and I had maybe 15 minutes of traffic to get into Xenia High School where I took the bus, and a fellow said to me, he said, how many people come to this? He said, it must be a big thing. We've closed school for 2 days. Yeah. I said, you get about 25 to 30,000 people. And he stared at me. You're kidding. No, we don't have 20,000 people in Xenia, he said. I said, well, for the next couple of days, we got 50,000, but you better pray the restaurants have food. So, yeah, it's been fun. KC9TEL.
Go ahead, Chicago. Go ahead.